pledge allegiance
to the power of God.
Thank you. And at this time, we will have our election of board officers for the new year. We'll have a staff report, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is that time of the year where it is a changing of the guard. In your staff report is an outline of how you can proceed this evening. After you receive your nominations, you will take public comment. You will have a motion. You will elect a president and a vice president to serve during the 2014 calendar year. Under Section 1.4 of the board bylaws, it outlines the following procedure. You take nominations for president, public comment on those nominations. A voice vote may be taken, if by acclamation. Of course, if there are two or more candidates, the staff will distribute ballots, and they are in front of you this evening. Staff will announce the results of the ballots, and remember, the ballots do become public record if it's necessary. Nominations are then taken for vice president. There will be public comment on the nominations. A voice vote will be taken for vice president, and again, if by acclamation. If there are two or more candidates, again, staff will distribute the ballots. Staff announces the results of the ballots, and the ballots become public record. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer those. Thank you. That concludes my report.
All right. Any questions from the board? Seems pretty straightforward. So at this time, I'll take any nominations for the president of the board.
Well, I'd like to nominate our vice president, Craig Baltimore.
It's up here, buddy.
I'll second that. I really don't like these new microphones. If I've made myself clear on that by now, I think.
Well, I do like the new microphones. So I cancel you out. So now we will go ahead and have public comment on the nomination of, or actually, are there any other nominations? Seeing none, I'll close the nominations and now we'll go to public comment. So if you have any public comment on our nominations, please come to the podium. Seeing none, take a voice vote taken, so is that a roll call, or is that all in favor?
Aye.
All right, it's unanimous. Congratulations, Craig. And so now we're take open nominations for vice president.
I would like to nominate Director Wright.
I will second that. And at this time, any more nominations? Closing nominations. Any public comment on the nominations? Seeing none, we'll close public comment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Congratulations, Director Wright, or Vice President Wright. So, before I ceremoniously hand over the gavel to you, I just want to say a couple of words here. It's been a very nice, eventful year for our board. I very much enjoyed being president. And learned quite a bit. As I said at the beginning of my term, we would be focusing a lot on our internal organization of the district, and I feel we've really succeeded in our efforts. I believe we have a well-rounded, dedicated staff and team that works well together, and there's a lot of people to thank for that. We're putting the bankruptcy behind us. We have a new basin management plan which represents the future of Los Osos. So now we can begin to look forward. to what the district can do for our community, and it's very exciting for that. I want to thank all my fellow board members and council and staff for all your support and patience with me through the year. I've learned a lot, like I said, and thank you very much. So with that,
all ready.
That's the show.
So with that, I'm going to dive right into it and stumble along the agenda and ask patience for the next two or three meetings while I get comfortable with it. And it says that the next item on the agenda is public comment for items not on the agenda. So I take it that first speaker?
Good evening, board, staff, public. My name is Al Barrow. I live in Los Osos Baywood Park. Golden State Water is charging a lot of money for their water service than you are. So I have a list of questions. Why did ratepayers get stuck with a $600,000 bill for conserving water? How much will it be next year? Over $1 million? Second question, 16 cubic CCFs at Los Osos CSD are $98.75 bi-monthly. At Los Osos, at Golden State, is $201.06. Does the water taste twice as good? Why are we the highest rates of any Golden State service, or any other service for that matter, in California? That means the Golden State Water is paying more than anybody in California here. Why do we pay over 200% more than other residents in the Los Osos Valley? What has the Golden State done to reduce overhead and consumer costs? Why will this outrageous series of rate increases, special adjustments, and special surcharges never stop? Why are we getting more than 200% more in profit above inflation with a captive water monopoly? When will your deceptive practices with partial information stop? How did you get a 48% increase in rates last May? Why is the advertised series of charges inclusive of water meter size? Why did the delivery service be fully maintained and these improvements cost stop? When will the delivery service be fully maintained? How is this affordable when we get charged double for not using water? Then we get an additional charge for conserving water. Why, when private for-profit companies sell only 3% of the state's water, do we have the highest rates by double? So on the 4th of February, here in this hall, the community center, at 6 p.m., Golden State will be hosting a meeting to answer some of these questions and explain some of this to the ratepayers. In the latest bill they sent out, they falsified the bill, saying they only got a 0.48% rate increase last year, when in fact they got a 48%. So these are some of the questions that will be answered, and we feel like it's worth your while as a community services district to consider taking over the CSD if the ratepayers are willing to pay those costs for you. And that would give you control of the basin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Lindy Owen. And I wanted to thank Board Member Muthart for a great job being the past chair, and welcome Mr. Baltimore. My first comment is I just got my new water bill from our CSD billing, and there's, I don't know if this is just a trial run, but I'd like to know again how much money was spent on the software to create a bill that has no phone number on it and a bill that has absolutely no reference to what your prior year's usage was. Those are two basics that I don't know why would they would be left off of a phone, off of a water bill, especially when we're trying to help people conserve and see the difference in what they used last year versus what they used this year. They can see some of the changes that maybe they do have a small leak or something that needs to be adjusted. So I urge whatever software was purchased to kind of get back to the old software and include those two important parts. And then I wanted to definitely support totally freaked and considering having to move almost. Not that the sewer isn't already a nightmare for most families that are on lower incomes. So anyway, and lastly, I would encourage interaction with the county on this sewer because our roadways and our byways and everything has everything to do with the sewer. And I know we haven't had a lot of discussion for the last year, but I encourage especially our general manager attending the meetings. I think that she should be able to start making some, get some of our concerns taken to a higher level. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Julie Tacker, and Happy New Year to all. You know, last October we all raced to get our comments in on the basin plan, and at the same time we were asking for more time. You all had 6 years to work on a basin plan, but the public only had a few weeks. And it was explained that the goal was to have the plan stamped and signed off by the court by the end of 13. And that has come and gone, and I don't believe it has been blessed by the court as of yet. What makes me think about it is you do have a new general manager. Apparently, you've given her direction to attend the County Board of Supervisors on Tuesdays. She's there through public comment, at least. Personally, I think she could watch that from her desk on the streaming video. But if she's going to be there, that's great. But I'd like to see what she's learning. What kind of report is she giving, or what recommendations can she share with the board that really should be shared with all of us about what she's learning? And in December, she was in the audience at the regional board meeting that discussed the wastewater project update and our basin plan. John Waddell was the only county staff that could answer any questions, and apparently he no longer attends the ISJ since the commencement of construction of the sewer, so he really didn't have a lot of answers for the regional board. Clearly, Ms. Kively couldn't have answered their questions either, having been, you know, new to the scene. But none of you were there. The community members did their best to answer questions, but we're still grappling with the magnitude of the plan, and you didn't send Rob Miller, which I think would have been ideal. So there's so much to it, and I want to see the district pick up the capital improvement plan and reprioritize it quickly so that we can start implementation of the basin plan. When we talk about that representation, later this month, about $50 million is going to be in front of the Board of Supervisors related to the wastewater project. The adoption of the contract for the construction of the sewer plant that was supposed to cost in the neighborhood of $25 million is now $45 million on the same order as the Tri-W sewer plant. So I'd like to see you there. I'd like to see you express your opinions and represent the community of Los Osos.
Thank you.
Well, Happy New Year to you all. For some folks, it's not so happy if you are in the part of our community that's served by Golden State. It looks like the Public Utilities Commission, or maybe it's the Private Utilities Commission, is determined to allow them to continually put their hand deeper and deeper into each of our pockets. And if we need to do something about it, and perhaps an opportunity to get started doing something about it, an opportunity which I hope each of you as our representatives, elected representatives, will come and attend this meeting. And of course, I urge everyone who's listening to this to take the time out, even if you are not a Golden State customer, come and listen to what's going on. Because Golden State, you know, it's probably a good idea if we could buy Golden State and take it over. But Golden State would probably think it's a good idea if they could purchase our water. Not so fun recollection of a similar meeting that was held some time ago. And the representative that was sent by Golden State Water hadn't a clue as to what Golden State was doing. And when it came to the questions, this person answered, well, I'm not trained to answer these questions. So we shall see as to whether or not Golden State tries that one again. But don't be surprised if it happens. I hope all of you will attend.
Thank you.
Everyone who's listening will attend. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to say this, but I'm Leon Golden, and I live in Los Osos.
Richard Margetson. I have the same concern that a couple of other speakers have of the general manager attending the Board of Supervisors meetings. At the December 17th meeting, which ended up being a very heated discussion between board members and the public, I think would have been something that you guys should have either watched on the replay or been given a report back. But your general manager didn't turn in a slip and say anything on the subject of these contracts. That's fine. You don't have control of the wastewater project. But after the meeting in the hall, I asked, what is the reason for you being at these meetings? And she stated she was given direction by the board to attend Board of Supervisors meetings. To watch public comment? Most of the meetings she's been at, there hasn't been any issue on the agenda dealing with Los Osos. So she's coming to watch the four or five or six speakers from Los Osos who come on a regular basis? We've asked you guys for 2 years to advocate for Los Osos at the Board of Supervisors. I give Leonard credit for the time he went and took the shots from Mr. Gibson and held his own. And I know that Marshall didn't want any of you to get involved until after the bankruptcy because we needed the county to give us the 2. Whatever million to buy the solid waste franchise. And I witnessed him telling Mr. Vogel when Mr. Vogel sat here in front of you and said that he planned on going to the Board of Supervisors the next week. I witnessed after the meeting Marshall telling Vogel to please hold off, make my job a little easier till we're done with this. And David didn't show up. This last Board of Supervisors meeting, I gave public comment on the complete inadequacies of the water conservation program implementation plan. They haven't met any of the goals, even to the 60% limit at this point.
They haven't replaced even 60% of the toilets in the first year that were anticipated, aerators, shower heads. We know the washing machines were up to 21 out of 400 was the prediction. And our general manager sits in the audience and doesn't go up and say anything? This is something you guys all advocated. The utilities committee, the ad hoc committee, you wrote a letter to the county, got no response. So what's the purpose of the general manager being there? To me, it's a waste of time. Because nothing's coming from it, and you guys still are not showing up defending this community.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public for items not on the agenda? All right. Close public comment. At this time, it looks like we are at the administrative and committee reports. Before we start, I would like to appoint the chairperson and vice chairperson for the committees. And of the ESAC for the next year, and I'd like that to be Director Ohilski and Director Wright, and then for the facilities, I'll let you two decide. I'll let the directors decide who's the chair. What's that? Oh, okay. If you want to act, okay. In that case, I Director Wright for chairperson. Director, he's still going to be chair. Director Ohilski for vice chair. And then for the FAC, I'd like Director Ohilski to be the chair and Director Muthart to be the vice chair. And then for the he's not the RAC. Right, I thought, correct me if wrong. Oh, okay. Okay, RAC. So I will have to get back to you on the RAC.
Thank you.
Okay. Right, I forgot it was David. Yeah, I thought it was you. You were the old one. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. So I'll get back to you on the RAC. Okay. All right, very good. All right. So with that, we have the fire department report. Excuse me.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the board. First, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the outgoing president for his support over the years. On behalf of Chief Lewin, I wanted to say thank you for everything you've done, Station 15 and the fire service, and to the incoming president and vice president, certainly from Chief Lewin, wanted to express his outstanding hand to work with you, continue to support the district and the fire station, and answer all the questions, do all the stuff that you'd like us to do. You have each before you a blue flyer for an upcoming CERT class. There are flyers in the back for the public for an upcoming CERT class. Kind of the blue one will describe what it is. And then there's another flyer that's in the back with dates and times. So I'd like to give a little commercial for that before I start with the report, if I may. What is CERT? It's Community Emergency Response Team. We have had a group of folks in Los Osos in cooperation with Morro Bay and Cayucas for quite some time. We've had some really good meetings, got a lot of good training in. It's kind of been in fits and spurts, so the last couple months we have not had a good cohesive meeting with any of the local cooperators. What we anticipate now is actually two CERT classes in the month of February. And at these community emergency response team classes, there will be hands-on training to learn and to teach by fire service and emergency responders to teach local citizens how to turn off the utilities in the case of a large earthquake, basic firefighting skills, including how to use a fire extinguisher, basic medical aid skills such as stopping bleeding and opening airways, basic hazard materials and terrorism awareness. What if you're walking down the street and you see a box or a can with rags in it or some other kind of weird-looking thing? what it may or may not be and how to make notifications. Very, very light search and rescue techniques so that if there's an earthquake or something happens in your house and you need to help rescue yourself or your family members. And the goal of this is to make individuals and households self-sufficient for the first 72 hours in case of a large disaster. We know that the emergency responders literally nationwide in all natural disasters are overwhelmed. We just don't have the surge capacity to hit every house in a timely manner. And the CERT training allows folks to be self-sufficient in the first 72 hours, take care of themselves, take care of their neighbors, take care of their community as it expands out. So there's two classes coming up in the month of February, and they're running concurrently or back-to-back, so that if you sign up for a class in Morro Bay and you can't make one of the nights, you can also take the same class the next night in Cambria. It's very, very easy for people to take it. The classes are at Morro Bay Fire Station at 715 Harbor in Morro Bay. The dates are February 11th, 13th, 18th, 20th, and 25th. Now, all of this is posted at the CSD office as well as the fire station, and it is online at the at your website, the locsd.org, under the emergency services, the flyers and the contact information. We have reduced the class cost. If you remember, it was approximately $45 the last couple of times. It's been reduced down to $20, with the goal of really trying to get folks involved. Some exciting things with CERT coming on there is there are some equipment and there are some vehicles and trailers and stuff that's coming around that you'll be seeing here shortly. So we're trying to get all the CERT teams in the county some refresher training and get some initial people done for initial training so that we'll be ready when the equipment is out. And I'll have more on that equipment later on. So if you have specific questions as to the dates and times, again, you can go to the CSD website and look under the emergency services, or you can call your local fire station at 528-1053. Is there any questions I can answer for you on CERT before I start the report? All right, thank you for your time. You have before you the November 2013 Chief's Report. In the month of November, we ran 83 calls out of the fire station. This is the lowest amount of calls we ran all year, so it's a very good thing. Company 15 came back a total of 8 times. Under the administration section, it details will be on the wall and ready to go. There's some other training activities that are detailed in there under special projects and fire prevention. It details the continuing work around Cabrillo as well as contacts that the district or the fire station had both at the station and out in the field. So that concludes my report. Is there any questions or comments that you have for me?
Any questions or comments?
I just have a comment. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for letting us ride on the fire truck on the parade.
Absolutely.
It was a blast.
Good.
A little hot.
It
was a little hot, and you guys rescued us with water. So
I'm glad you guys are there.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments from the directors?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right. I have to keep on flipping. We need two copies. I'm finding out. All right. Utilities Department report. Oh, beat me to it.
Happy New Year, and good evening, President Muthart, Vice President Wright, and board, staff.
No, it's President Baltimore.
I'm sorry. It's just...
Old habits, huh?
There you go.
I wrote it. Wrong name. Anyway, I'm sorry. But everybody, public and staff, thank you, and Happy New Year. My name is Margaret Faulkner, and I'm here to report on the operations of the Utilities Department for the month of November. The production for November was approximately 17.4 million gallons, which equates to an increase in production from last year by approximately 3%. Meters were read for 57% of the service area in late December, so the statistics for those consumption and revenue numbers will come in the next agenda packet. Let's see, the production by well site and runtime hours are presented in the staff notes, and please note also that the South Bay Lower Aquifer was out of service during the month of November, and it's back in service now. Crews worked out raising valves in several locations. They fixed the fence down at the water yard and assisted the contractors, both wastewater project contractors and the ones that were working on the wells over at South Bay. Staff submitted the monthly compliance report to the Department of Public Health with no violations noted for the month of November. And as you heard, we've got our new billing software just implemented. And I really want to commend the staff and crew that for all their collaborative efforts on this. It's been very time-consuming, and the new bills do look different. We do not have the graph like we did before. But we will, in future, we have an option to purchase that function. Right now, we had to start from scratch, so this is just... We do have our records, but we don't have it where I can easily put it on the bill. So the new bills do look different, but the most important thing is people are getting the bills with a flyer of a sample bill that shows them the differences in the billing. The phone number was a complete oversight on our part, but we fixed that. It will be on in all the future bills, and I apologize for that. But we do appreciate the public's patience with this new system that we roll out, and I see a lot of growth with it, and I think you'll be pleased. As far as the drainage is concerned, the crews maintained some of the drainage basins in November and worked on vault maintenance at various facilities, and the staff is also working to update the operational documents to comply with their new stormwater permit. And this is all I really have to report this evening, and I'm available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Okay, yes. Director Wright.
Margaret, on the cost for putting the history on the bill, do you know offhand what that component would cost?
I do not, but okay. That we don't have the history in this database, so we are going to be building history. We won't be able to do
correct.
That for future.
Correct, but I mean if... Say we, I'd like to see what the cost was, and if we do, say, in 3-4 months, can you recapture what's been going on now until that point, as far as
just in what's in this database, yes,
okay.
From this point forward?
Well, I'd like to see what that cost is.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with Director Wright. I think that graphic chart on the bills is very, very telling, and people mm-hmm. relate to that because it's a visual, so I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm. Any other question or comments? I just have one quick comment, and also I agree with the two directors. It's been shown that if the people know their history, they're more likely to conserve, so it's actually a good water conservation method. So just...
LOCAC election is coming up in June. Applications will be available beginning with the January LOCAC meeting. There are openings in each of the four districts. The new owners of the property at Pine and LOVR are planning on donating the property to the county for use for the betterment of Los Osos. LOCAC is developing a process to get community input on what services we want for that property, such as a dog park, a performance space, etc. We intend to have an event in February to solicit public input. Look for information about this on the LOCAC website, which is locac.info.org. We now at our meetings have CHP person reporting along with the sheriff. Traffic and circulation, the next traffic and circulation meeting will be held next Tuesday, the 14th, at 5:30 p.m. in the small meeting room here at South Bay Community Center. The next LOCAC meeting is Thursday, January 23rd, here at 7 p.m. If there's anything further or questions, I'll do the best I can. I think there's one more thing, pardon me. Thursday, February 6th, a hearing to consider a request by MWF Properties LLC McDonald's for a minor use permit to allow a change of use from an office, former Bank of America, to a restaurant in an existing building of da-da-da-da square foot. That meeting, so this is the McDonald's situation here in Los Osos, will be held Thursday, February 6th. At the meeting starts at 9 a.m. You'd have to look at the agenda to see when that item may be on the agenda. But that's when it is scheduled. Yes, San Luis Obispo County Planning Commission. Thank you for that clarity from the audience.
Okay. Any questions?
I was just kind of curious on this. You said the CHP is now reporting. What type of things are they reporting on?
Whatever's going on the coast. Mostly, I'm trying to think, you know, much like the sheriff, they talk about incidents, and the incidents here talk about the sheriff is more specific, but the CHP, I think they really just want visibility and to answer questions from the community. Mm-hmm. They've been at the last couple that meetings.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Any more questions, Director Wright? Nope. More questions? Nope.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jen.
All right, so now we're going to go into our advisory committee reports, and I'd like to take this time to remind everyone out there that we have the members of the committees submit applications every year, and applications are due January 31st at the end of the month if you'd like to be on any of the advisory committees. So with that, we have the Emergency Service Committee report, which did not meet. And so the next meeting to be held is Tuesday, January 21st. Is this correct? This is correct. All right. So that's our Emergency Service report. The next report is Utility Advisories Committee report from December, and it did not meet. And so the next meeting is Wednesday, January 15th. Is this date correct? All right, that is correct. Very good. And so I did a report. And the next report is the Facilities Finance Advisory Committee, which did not meet. And so there is no report. And the next meeting is to be held Monday, January 13th. Is this correct?
No, Mr. President, that is not correct. Neither, we will not have a quorum. The board members cannot attend that day. So we will need to reschedule that.
Okay. So
We're looking at possibly a week after that, but I have to verify that board members will be available.
All right, so I guess.
Likewise for me for the UAC.
That's okay. I got you covered. That's why there's two.
I got an addition. The Fire Safe Focus Group is going to meet on the 21st before the ESAC committee meeting. And then as a general question on FAC, that used to be the Monday before the board meeting. Now has been moved. Yes?
Yeah, there's two issues involved in that. What we've been looking at is the budget adjustment.
Public comment. Is there any item that the directors would like to pull from the consent agenda? No? All right. Nope. All right.
No.
Public comment.
Thank you. My name is Al Barrell. Two comments. On the first one is on the fire department. There's been a lot of reports to me personally, just in casual conversations with friends at the farmers market and so forth, that the brush in the surrounding area is tinder dry. We are in a severe drought, and the snowpack is historically one of the lowest this year. So we're not going to expect a lot of water, and I would ask that the fire department fire chief would comment on that. My second comment is on the water utilities committee, and I would like to point out that what you're doing is very similar to what they're doing in Ojai in the way they manage the utilities company And so we have a website that we have been shared by OHI, and you can go to www.lososos.flow and get a lot of information that's, I'm sorry, not very good spelling, lososflow.com. So if you go there, you can find out a lot of information about water and compare what's going on here with other areas. In fact, their rates are about half of what ours are for Casitas, because they are dumping Golden State water. But I just thought you'd like to know that, and thank you very much. And I wish you all a very wonderful year. Breathe deeply, don't worry about anything, and be happy.
Thank you. Thank you. Next speaker, public comment for items.
Richard Margetson, the utility report, I'm curious if this is new direction from management, but there's no chart on consumption. We used to have the production numbers in chart, and we had the consumption number in chart. It's not in my packet. It's not in the packet at the back of the room. Valuable information to the committees, been used for a number of things to help this community, helped in the rate structure development. Wondering why it's not in here. Very disappointed that there were no committees meetings recently. But if you go back this past year, the number of meetings actually held compared to those that weren't held, it was pretty sad. You had, I've said this a million times, you have very qualified people on these committees. Why you're not utilizing them is beyond me. I don't get it. Your utilities committee, second to none in this county as far as being qualified. You're not utilizing them. Go back and look at how many times you guys met this year. This is a water district now. This is a water district now. You gave up solid waste. And to say that the bankruptcy is behind you, bankruptcy is not behind you. Bankruptcy is going to be with you for the next 20 years because of giving up that franchise agreement. Part of these budget adjustments you're going to have to make, and part of the adjustments you're going to have to make in the next fiscal year for the next fiscal budget, deal with the loss of that revenue. You should be holding as many meetings and taking advantage of the expertise in this community as possible. And I know you've already alienated a number of members from these committees that aren't going to reapply, because they feel they're not appreciated, you're not utilizing them, and they're pretty fed up with it. It's a shame. It's a shame. You didn't have general managers who knew the district in the past. This one's still on probation. Your committees were the expertise in this community. Good luck getting applications of qualified people.
Thank you.
You're a services district. It's really hard to for the public to have those limited hours. 9 to 5, I can see. 8 to 5, maybe we could give up the 8 o'clock. That was really generous. But I'd like to see those hours of operation open back up. Jan gave a report from LOCAC, and I just wanted to piggyback on the McDonald's project and invite people to participate in the Planning Commission that's happening on Feb 6. It is in the Board of Supervisors chambers. if you want access to all the documentation that's been acquired so far, much of it is on a Facebook page that is called No Mick Losos. This one is spelled funny. It's MCLOSOS. It's not Lososos. It's Losos. Losos. Once you start typing, it'll find it. So go there and see that there's many, many files, lots of correspondence between the applicant and the county, and you can learn more about that project. When we talk about, I had another note, the utilities. The biggest thing that's happening in this district is on the, which calendar is that? Consent agenda, and you guys didn't pull it, didn't talk about it. $500,000, a grant. The nitrate project is going forward. You're on your way, and there's no talking about it. So I think that's one of the important things that you've been trying to get forward, and no mention of it. Rob's here to talk about it. If you had any questions, I would have liked to seen that open up.
Thank you. All right. So that closes public comment. Any comments from the directors? Yes.
I agree. The reason the consumption figures chart isn't in the utilities department report is that, was that an oversight, or is that something that we can do in the future? Because I think that was helpful information to have the production and the consumption graphs.
I still have those graphs. I didn't have the numbers, so I didn't put in the consumption. I said it would be in the February report.
Thank you. Okay. Any other comments? All right, so now we're moving on to consent agenda. And
I'll make a motion. I'll take them and make a motion. Or you'll make a motion.
I haven't done that for a while, so I'll make a motion to accept the administrative committee reports and to end the consent agenda and approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion on that? No. I just want to just clarify, because I think it's transparent, is that the item of the $500,000 on the consent agenda is essentially there because, for lack of my better word, is that it's a rubber stamp on our part. We happen to be control the grant, the monies, but the approval process happens outside of the CSD. Do I have that right, General Manager?
You are correct. That has already been approved by the department that gave us the grant.
Yes. And so we are more of a rubber stamp type of role, and thus the consent. All right.
We're accepting the money that they're giving us is what we're doing here. Right. So. Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. So with that, roll call vote.
Director Muthart.
Yes.
Director Ohilski.
Yes.
Vice President Wright.
Yes.
President Baltimore.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
That was good, right?
Well, as you said, some people like President Muthart. I've heard that from the audience. All right. Next item on the agenda is general action items. Help me out with this one.
Sure. Since our last decision tonight is to which of those courses to take, generally boards choose to appoint so that they can have some sort of control over it. The default to the Board of Supervisors is never considered to be a particularly appetizing way to go about doing these types of replacements.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for council? Because I'd like to, I'll get the ball, ball rolling.
Okay, just to clarify, it's either or appointment. We just can't let it stay vacant because it defaults to the county.
It defaults to the county, or you can call a special election, but that's an expensive proposition.
Correct. Okay.
All right. So with that, I'd like the board to consider accepting the resignation of Director Vogel, and then consider the alternatives. One alternative is to begin a application, development of application, so that we can most likely appoint someone ourselves. Okay, so that's that. So with this, we go to public comment. Yeah. So I'd like to open public comment on agenda item A. Yes, you can.
Before we go to, I think this is information the public will want to know just before we go there. I did check with the county clerk's office as far as what the costs would be for the special election. It would be the same as it was for the recall and the same cost that we looked at for the replacement of Director Kelly, $40,000 to $60,000. If we chose to go on the June ballot, there still would be a special charge because we have nothing on that ballot.
I see.
So they said that would be, again, these are ballpark figures, but it would be approximately $30,000 to $40,000 to go on the June ballot. And I'd also like to point out that that term is up this year as yours and Director Muthart's are. So I just wanted to give that as factual information because I was wondering about the cost because I was wondering if we did it on the June ballot if there would be a special expense, but there is the expense of a little more than half of what a regular election would be. And even if we did go in June, the term would only be 5 months. So.
Correct. All right. Thank you. Good information. Go ahead.
Again, I'm Julie Tacker. I support the appointment process. And I just want to say I'm very sorry that Mr. Vogel moved out of the district. I wish he was here to say thank you for the service. And then I have some other thoughts of how we might be able to incorporate his good works in the future. So I'll be back with that.
Thank you.
Well, I have a suggestion which perhaps will not fit into the requirements of the statute, but I'll make it anyway. And that is that you should appoint somebody to serve until the next election. But see if you can't get somebody who will agree not to run for the job at the next election. The idea being that if the seat is really vacant, you may be able to get a much better class of candidates than if you act and appoint somebody. Now, you know, this is subject to debate and whatever, but if it's possible to do that, I think you ought to do that. Take that. Because you'll have somebody here then who will do whatever it needs to be done as a director, knowing that they're serving for a short term. And then you maybe get two or three people running, one of whom may be the best as far as the community is concerned. Now, just a suggestion.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. So, thank you, Mr. Golden. Remember, state your name before you begin your comment, even though we see you often. It helps our staff. Thank you. Go ahead. Helps the public watching.
Lindy Owen.
Just a courtesy.
Just in case you don't know. I definitely support an appointment amongst yourselves and hope that you can get that well advertised with an article I think you'll help some people step up to it. I see a couple people in the room that I'd love to see move into that position. I cannot support the third.
The effective date of his resignation, wouldn't it be the date that his house closed escrow and he no longer was a resident, legally a resident of the district, as opposed to the date that he submits a resignation letter? I think the law is pretty clear on that, and I'd just like clarification, because I don't think his house closed escrow on December 31st at 9:20 in the morning. So I just want a clarification on that, of when the timeline actually should start, because there is case precedent on actual legal standing as far as being a resident of a district. And closing of an escrow and recording at the clerk's office is considered non-residence in a community. Just want to make sure that doesn't end up being an issue for you down the road.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, closed public comment. Any comments from the directors on the public comments?
Well, I have a question. Now, tonight what we're doing, we're just setting the process in motion for the February meeting. And then once we accept that, then we start accepting applications after that point.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay. Just want to clarify.
Okay. Yes.
I'd like an answer to the last question about when was the resignation actually effective. Because when I spoke to the county clerk, that question was raised also.
Mr. Seitz?
All due respect to Mr. Margeson, while the date of residency is clear, once you move out of a district, you've moved out. His date of resignation, though, is not as clear as that. It was not actually received by any party until after the new year, so that's one date. But the more accepted date that is in practice is the date that the board accepts the resignation. And that would be essentially tonight, and that would start the 60-day period.
Thank you. All right. Discussion from the board?
Yeah, just to follow up with that, I'd like to make sure, again, I'm not questioning, but I just want to make sure that we're 100% solid that, because I don't want us to, because of a technicality, have this thing slip over to the Board of Supervisors. So that's all. That's just my concern there.
Okay.
The impression I got from speaking to the county clerk recorder was also that it was the date that the board accepted the resignation. So, but I just want to clarify that.
Okay. Well, that should...
No.
Thank you, though.
Mr. President, the schedule that I've established, bringing it back to you in February and then accepting applications shortly after that and then bringing the applications back to you in March, will meet the time frame and will not exceed the time frame of 90 days. So you will be finished before the 90-day period arrives.
I'm also confident that if something were to be discovered in that time, because we are aware of it, that a special meeting can be held also.
Yes.
So I'm confident that our decisions here will be implemented and we'll be able to make a decision. We'll be able to appoint one ourselves as opposed to slipping over to the county. So with that.
Okay. Yes. Before I make a motion.
Director Moothart.
thank you, President Baltimore. Yeah. No, I just wanted to make a couple comments that, yeah, it was very disappointing to hear about the unfortunate move, and we're going to miss having David here. He really did add a lot to this board, but brought an interesting perspective and introspective. So, he will definitely be missed, and it's very unfortunate. I'll go ahead and make a motion.
Are you ready to make a motion?
Yes.
Okay. I move that the board accept Director Vogel's resignation and direct the general manager to develop the application and appointment procedures consistent with the government code for the district board review and approval for the consideration at the February 6, 2014 board meeting.
Can I request that we bifurcate the motion? Because I'd like to accept the resignation and then talk in more depth about the procedure here, if other people are acceptable to that.
I think that makes sense.
I don't have a problem.
It's not a problem. Okay. So you want to restate your motion first?
I'll restate this.
I make application, but I just think waiting until our next board meeting to approve the application and then going 30 days out from that is problematic. So I'd rather get the applications out sooner than that. So I'd rather have a special meeting, I guess, is where I'm coming from, to approve the application process. And then, you know, that's where I'm coming from on that.
If that's practically and legally possible, I think that's a good idea. I think waiting a full month, if we don't have to, you know, to get the ball rolling is better than just waiting through the normal monthly process. So I'd like to get comment from council and also general manager.
The time period that was identified in the staff report is not the only time frame that you can do. So if you want to shorten the time to do the application, there's absolutely nothing wrong, and it's not really even a legal issue. If you want to hold a special meeting, you just have to follow the Brown Act requirements for scheduling that meeting to approve the application. Or in the alternative, you could select an ad hoc committee to basically determine it and approve it and get the application out there. And I think President Baltimore would be one member of that committee.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if an ad hoc committee would be a route that we could go, because we have a previous application that we've used, and we'd probably just modify that. I don't think there's anything complex.
We're not plowing new ground here, no. So. I mean, I want to give adequate time for everybody to apply and for the board to review the applications, but I think if we go with the schedule that's laid out there, appointing this person in March is not doable. I think then we're looking at April. So I like the idea of the ad hoc committee or a special meeting to approve the application. And since we did it, you know, a few years ago, we already have it in process in place. So it would just be a matter of fine-tuning what we did in the past. So that was my thought process.
Well, yeah, I'm not talking about speeding up the applicant process. I'm talking about speeding up our process to get the applicants going.
Right.
So that's where I see a special meeting for that, to get this approved and so people can start applying.
Would a special meeting, I mean, that, other than launching the application and saying, here it is, what else would it do for us? I mean, we all got a chance to see it, I suppose. And
okay.
No, I meant as opposed to having an ad hoc committee, say an ad hoc committee has the application ready to go in a week or 2 weeks.
Hang on. So from what I'm hearing, the bugaboo, if I use that technical term, is the preparation of the application. Okay, there's a period of time to let it be known and to get it out. And so we have to consider the people putting the application together. I mean, sometimes what we think is simple, and when you put it into the mix of what's actually going on, it doesn't fit. And so with that, I'd like to hear the general manager's ideas or comments or thoughts concerning, because that seems to be the issue here, is that application. Preparation of it.
Since, Mr. President, since you already have one, it would be a matter of your ad hoc committee, should you appoint one, of determining what you want in the application. In other words, the comments that I received from board members was that they weren't happy with the application the way that it was written previously and would like to modify it. So if you had an ad hoc committee, they could probably take on that process sooner rather than later, and then you could still allow the 30 days for the responses from the members of the community. You still wouldn't get, unless you had a special meeting sometime at the end of February, there is no way that you're going to get it all done before the March meeting. But again, that's up to you as a group. From my perspective, I would prefer the ad hoc committee instead of a special meeting, because there's a lot of staff time that goes into putting a meeting together. Now, that's just, you asked for my comments, and those are my
good
comments.
Yes, thank you.
No, and I agree with that. I think if you can put together an ad hoc committee, that application can get out sooner than later, and then we have at least a 30-day application period. That allows us to make sure we make that appointment at the March meeting, because my concern is we potentially slip past that March meeting. So I appreciate what the general manager is saying, and I think that Mike and...
The deadline that allowed the applications would have to be in.
In order for them to make the March, and I think it's 6th, isn't that our board meeting, March 6th?
I just think that's right.
Yes, it is our board meeting, March 6th. In order to make that, I would have to have those applications back probably no later than February 19th, so that I could get them out to you, so you'd have plenty of time to review them.
If we go February 19th, the ad hoc committee would probably...
Needs to meet in probably the next 2 weeks.
Meet after the meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm just...
Sometime in the next 2 weeks.
So for people that are interested now and they're listening to this, they can monitor the website, or wait a
couple
weeks.
It'll be on the website.
They've got till the 19th to get an application in, and the application will be done pretty darn quick.
So since this is Mr. Seitz, since this is an ad hoc committee, there's not a motion attached to this, correct?
Well, what I would suggest is that there be a motion just to describe the process. You've already appointed the ad hoc committee, just indicating the time frames that have been discussed, and I would strongly urge that the ad hoc committee be done with their business at least a month before February 19th, so that we can get the application out there.
All right. Director Muthart, since it appears you have a handle on the dates, would you like to make a motion?
Oh, boy. We'll see if I can do this. Okay. So I've got it here. So I move that there is a formation of the ad hoc consisting of President Baltimore, Vice President Wright, and General Manager Kivley to develop an application and have that ready for applicants no later than the 19th. January. And
19th is a Sunday. I would suggest that you make it the 17th, which is a Friday.
17th.
Need a little quiet out there, please. I'm starting to hear the audience more than I hear my director. Thank you.
Director Muthart, the 17th is a Friday, so I'm suggesting that instead of a Sunday.
Okay. The 17th, have it completed by the 17th.
And then it could be for distribution.
And for distribution at the Community Services District office, or probably website. And applications would be due by the 19th for review by the board.
Okay. Can I have that read back?
That's a motion. I'll second it. Is that a motion?
That was the motion. I got nodded from that side of the table that was acceptable.
Okay, then I'll second that.
Are you getting any discussion on the motion?
No.
Any discussion on the motion? No. All right. Okay, we have a roll call vote.
Director Muthart.
Yes.
Director Hilsky.
Yes.
Vice President Ray.
Yes.
President Baltimore.
Yes.
Can I have a comment on it? I just have a comment. I'd like to encourage the people in the public that this opening will be available and that there will be that 30-day application period. And obviously, from our perspective, the more applicants we have, the better it is for us. So I would encourage anybody that's interested to contact a board member to discuss what our responsibilities are. If they would like to, and to get the application from the district office. So I would encourage people to apply.
Agree.
All right, very good. So next item, general action item, item B. Could I have general manager?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the board. It is the practice of the board at this time to review the bylaws and rules of decorum. In an effort to be efficient and effective, the general manager is recommending that you, as the president, appoint an ad hoc committee to work with staff as well as the district's legal counsel and work on the bylaws and the rules of decorum and bring them back at a future meeting.
All right, thank you. Any questions from the board?
No.
Any discussions?
No. Public comment.
Ad hoc committee member volunteers, Director Muthart and Director Ohilski, thank you very much.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, I'd like to close public comment and bring it back to the board. Any discussion?
Why couldn't we open the district up to keep Vogel in it?
That's,
I don't
called,
know the process
called LAFCO.
That's called annexation.
Yeah. Director Ohilski.
No, I just wanted to follow up to Ms. Tacker's comments. We are in the process of taking applications for our committees right now, so I think that people are interested in serving on committees also. The application process is open for that. But that being said, I'll go ahead and make a motion unless there's further comment.
And what would the motion, again, because it's an ad hoc committee, so the motion is?
To work with the general manager and legal counsel to develop
to review the current bylaws and rules of decorum and bring back any potential revisions at a future meeting.
Okay, so the motion is for the ad hoc committee to do that. Okay. Are we clear on the ad hoc committee, general manager, Director Ohilski, and Director Muthart?
Apparently.
Okay. Apparently so.
So I'll move that staff work with the appointed ad hoc committee of Director Muthart and to review the current bylaws and rules of decorum and to bring back any potential revisions for the future meeting. My clearing the throat was my name.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that one part.
Just to clarify one point.
Any discussion on the motion?
Did you second it?
I'll second.
I thought you seconded, sorry. All right, with that, call for a vote.
Director Ohilski?
Yes.
Vice President Wright?
Yes.
Director Muthart?
Yes.
President Baltimore?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Item 13 on the agenda, future items for the agenda. Future agenda items, how's that? Do we have anything from the board?
I think one thing that came up today that needs to be addressed in the future, and I don't know if we want to wait till we appoint the new board member, but the RAC member, right now the RAC member, they have to be approved by the Board of Supervisors, and right now we just have Margaret, so David was the alternate, so we have no alternate member right now. So that's something that I think we need to look at sooner than later, because even if we appointed Michael just to pick a person, I'm getting even with you now. that person wouldn't be eligible to sit on the RAC until it was actually confirmed by the Board of Supervisors. So that's something we need to get in process sooner than later. So I think we need to move forward to that, because if Margaret can't attend for whatever reason, we're not represented.
Right. All right. We will put that, consider that for a future agenda item. Anything else? No? Then board member comments. Director Wright. Oh, no, wait, sorry. You're vice president. Director Olhilsky.
Got it. I'd like to make one quick comment about Director Vogel. I know that I spoke with him a number of times after his moving out of the district, and I tell you, he really, really regrets having to resign from the board. And I think that he brought a very fresh perspective to the board, and I really appreciate his comments and involvement in the board. And I know we shared office space for a while, so I was involved with him on a daily basis. But I know that he really, really does regret not being able to serve out his term. And I think the one thing that I will remember most from David is after every single meeting, he thanked the public for their participation, and he thanked the people that were watching on television for their interest in our meeting. So I just want to go ahead and continue that tradition and do that on David's behalf.
Thank you. Director Moodhart.
All right. Well, thank you for attending and participating in tonight's meeting. A reminder that the committee applications are due January 31st. That is a Friday. And so we really hope, you know, get the word out there. You know, we recruit people that you know need to get involved, and we would like to get a nice, healthy set of applications. As a future agenda item that's already planned, I just want to kind of get the word out there that next month we're going to be doing a presentation, a special presentation for John Seitz. Rosanna Seitz is going to be here, and other people to honor John.
So I'm applying for a committee. I think we need to work the bylaws for that. Also, just as a reminder too, several people in the public mentioned the Golden State meeting on February 4th. I encourage everybody in Los Osos that are Golden State customers to attend IBN 1. I'm very jealous what the rates are here compared to what I get to pay. And so I do encourage everybody to attend. And in David's tradition, I would like to thank the public for their participation.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to continue on with that and say, you know, thank you to ex-Director Vogel. Worked with him on many, many occasions, one being union negotiations. Honestly, it wasn't that bad. And so, yeah, he has a perspective and a way of looking at things that I do appreciate. And so I want to thank him for that. I want to thank Director Moodhart for his past service as president. I look forward to my year coming up, and want to thank my Vice President Wright for agreeing to be my Vice President. And with that, I just would like to simply say Happy New Year's, God's protection and blessing to all. Thank you.
I'd like to congratulate you on the shortest meeting on record, I think.